Come listen while I hear unfold as strange a prank as e'er was known of one being 55 years old who near Temple Bar wandered all alone. The grave appearance of his face and clothing on dejected weed straight caused a baker near that place to ask him of what he stood in need. "I lack a lodging, sir," he cried, "as being but a stranger here." The baker immediately replied, "Thou art welcome to me, kind friend, ne'er fear." This kindness he could not deny. He never stood disputing long. 'Twas good to embrace a friend, for why? His pockets was but 2 shillings strong. Now while he was residing there, in hopes to live at a splendid rate, he did to the baker then declare that he was a man of a vast estate. Quoth he, "I stand engaged this day for £500 or more, the which I have sworn I'll never pay, although I have thousands lies by in store. 'Tis for this cause I do abscond and come to London in this sort." The baker of such a guest grew fond, believing his feigned and false report. At length this bark fell sick and weak, and they no costs or charges spare, for learned physicians with speed they seek, the better to show their indulgent care. At their own cost they purchased free whatever art or skill could name, supposing their languishing guest to be a country squire of worth and fame. The baker in sobs did sigh full sore, grieving for him with melting eyes, and being collector of the poor, he brought a kind brother to weep likewise. With sobs they did his chamber fill, nothing but bitter sighs he hears, at which he resolved to make his will, to gratify them for all their tears. He thus begins with Christian care, and gives them all to understand a cousin he means to make his heir, now of his head, manor, house, and land. The honest baker next he will to have a branch of his estate, in token of love which he beheld in Christian-like friendship from him of late. The baker's wife, son, daughter, dear, he many hundred pounds did leave. A generous soul he did appear. Each reckoned they had not much cause to grieve. He left them horses, house, and land. His tender love did so abound. So much as the nurse we understand, he left the sum of 100 pound. The master would not let his boy come near the squire while sick he lay, lest he should a legacy then enjoy to set up a bakehouse another day. His gifts, we see, were not a few. No man was e'er more kind than he. Nay, he left them rings and mourning too, so liberal was he in each degree. For a rich coffin straight they go, his splendid glory they'll not blast. 12 pounds on the same they did bestow, but here comes the devil of all at last. This sham pretended squire's love was found ere he was laid in grave, since he an impostor thus did prove. Now never a penny their like to have. His new friends in a rage did say they never knew such a vile cheat. Therefore his rich coffin they took away and hardly afford him a winding sheet.